Smoke, Fire, It's All Going Up, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Sabe / Kaisina.
Shoot me down, I won't ever hit the ground, playing dead, I'll never do, gotta keep an eye on you.
No, Sabe hisses, catching the edge of Kaisina's red hood and dragging her back down behind cover. Maddeningly, Kaisina just rolls her eyes and tugs the neckline of her robes loose again. You're the one who wanted help murdering a Sith Lord, she says, unimpressed. His lab is right there. His lab is probably booby-trapped, Sabe retorts, and it's only years of dealing with Padme's recklessness that lets her ignore the pace of her heart. It's not just fear, as much as she wishes she could say it was. Excitement is a steady hum through her nerves, bright and loud and making everything sharper. Kaisina smirks, cocks her head, and a Night Sister is the last person Sabe should feel her heart trip for. But it does. The look on her face is a challenge and a dare and a sly certainty, all in one. Promise, she asks, teeth bared, and Sabe swallows, her mouth dry. This is what she came back in time to do, but however she'd imagined it in those long days with the Amidalans, preparing to face Vader, this is nothing like it. He's planning to take over the galaxy, she says. And Kaisina raises a brow. You don't believe that's a reason to turn back any more than I do, she says, and it's low, dangerous. He has my son. Sabe doesn't remind her that she's the one who gave her son to Sidious. It's easy to guess why, after the trip here and listening to Kaisina talk. Easy to guess, too, when there are two little boys asleep on the ship, and Kaisina's first demand in return for her help was their rescue. Kaisina gave Maul up because she thought it was her only option, and Sabe's done plenty of reckless and poorly considered things herself when she thought she had no other choice. And, given that she died taunting Darth Vader about the wife he helped murder, she probably has no right to say anything about recklessness. He does, she says as evenly as she can, but he's also a paranoid Sith Lord, and if we're going to murder him the way he deserves, we need to take him by surprise. Kaisina watches her for a moment, head cocked, tattoos dark and sinuous in the morning light. Her eyes are witch green and wild, and after a second, she bares sharp teeth in what's almost a smile and says, "But where's the fun in that?" Sabe feels heat knot tight in the pit of her stomach, curses herself. She's not attracted to idiots who throw themselves headlong into danger. She's not. She's the sensible one, and the clever one, and she's really, really attracted to Kaisina with that look on her face, and not great at lying to herself about it. Fine, she says after a second, but we sneak in and then confront him. I don't want him to have the chance to run. Kaisina smirks, and it hooks in Sabe's chest like a warning, like a lure. I knew you'd see it my way, she says, and leans in to steal a kiss. The end.
Patience is wearing thin, paper thin, promises broke again. What a sin, but it only feeds my energy. So don't expect no sympathy. Smoke, fire, it's all.